Hallelujah. Can you do that hand better for Jesus? Amen. Lord, I appreciate you for the privilege of standing in this place to declare your counsel. I ask, O God, for your help. I connect to the grace and the unction that flow upon this commission, that oil on our Father, Lord, let it be made manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want to appreciate my father in the Lord and my mother in the Lord for the privilege given to me to stand to declare this counsel this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've been asked to speak on the subject, the lifting power of stewardship. The lifting power of stewardship. Can we turn in our Bible to Exodus chapter 23, verse 25? Exodus 23, verse 25. He said, "And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Let's read to verse 26. "There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill." Let's also read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." The objective of this study is to understand kingdom stewardship and how it takes a person up. To understand kingdom stewardship and how it takes a person up. Stewardship is simply the ability to manage resources or affairs of another. The ability to manage resources and affairs of another. I'd like you to know that until you are able to manage what is another man's own, you cannot be able to manage yours successfully. I'd like you to also know that men and women of God who serve God successfully, serve God faithfully in the Bible, men and women, they were men that God lifted in the end. And so, the capacity to serve is the same capacity that will take you up in life. Praise God. And as I am speaking, the power of God is available to lift men this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. You are the one, your amen will sound like thunder. Until your stewardship in God is confirmed, your lifting is not in view. Until your stewardship in God is confirmed, your lifting is not in view. All the men and women that served God faithfully, served faithfully, they were lifted. And now we're going to see a few examples. The first example we'll be looking at is example of Abraham. Abraham was a man who served God faithfully, dedicatedly, and in the end, he was lifted. Psalms 105, verse 42. Psalms 105, verse 42. "For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant." Abraham served God to the point that he earned himself that title of servant from God. Abraham, remember the story of Abraham? Abraham was that man at the age of 75. There was no story, no good story about him. At that age, he was still living in his father's house. At that age, he was still there, nothing to write about him. The wife was barren and there was no record of him. But there was one record that we can remember. He served God dedicatedly. But at the end, Abraham became the father of faith. Abraham became also the father of the nation of Israel. Anywhere you call Abraham today, people will remember that there was a man who served God faithfully, who served God dedicatedly. Praise God. Another example is the example of Moses. Moses was a man who had no record at the beginning. At the time he was giving birth to, everything worked against him. It was at the time that Pharaoh wanted to annihilate all the male children in the land of Egypt. Moses was put in a bulrush, in a basket, and then put in the water, in the Nile. I could imagine him exposed to the Nile crocodile that would have eaten him up. But God, by his mercy, kept him. After that, he went to the palace, but he made a great mistake, killed somebody, and after his failure, he took off and left. For 40 years, he was just hovering around and not knowing where to go. But God encountered him because of his dedicated service to him. If you read, Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10. Deuteronomy 34, verse 10. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel, like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Moses was a servant of God. He earned himself that title, servant. Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. Exodus 33, verse 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Moses was a servant of God. It was his servanthood, dedicated servanthood, that took him to the top in life. As you are serving, I want to speak to you. You shall get to the top. You shall get to the top. You believe it, your amen will sound like thunder. My counsel for you is, don't forget service. No matter what happened, go deeper with God in service, and your lifting shall be confirmed. Praise God. David is another example we will look at today. David was a man who served God dedicatedly. In Psalms 89, verse 20 to 21, you will see where God gave David that title of a servant also. Psalms 89, verse 20 to 21. I found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established. My arm shall strengthen him. It was dedicated service that launched David into the realm of the anointing and great exploits. Dedicated service. God is no respecter of persons, but he respects principles. If you can serve dedicatedly, like all these men serve, there is no devil, no force, no power that can hold you down. Because the lifting is the surest destination for those who serve God dedicatedly. Praise God. There are two kinds of kingdom stewardship. Two kinds of kingdom stewardship or service. Number one is the in-house service. In-house service. And number two is evangelism or soul-winning service. Evangelism or soul-winning service. The in-house service is the service you render in the house of God. I'd like to submit to you today that there is nobody that is too big to render service in the house of God. It doesn't matter the title, it doesn't matter the height, it doesn't matter the stature, it doesn't matter who a person is. Nobody is too big to render service in the house of God. I am telling you, the lifting of men is based on their service to God. So, if you are in the church, you must be responsible. You must do service in the house of God. There are departments in the house of God where people should serve. There is prayer, there is ushering, there is sanctuary keeping, and others. You can't serve in anyone. I chose to keep cleaning the altar in the church on Saturday. We'll go with my family and all of us. We'll keep cleaning the altar. We say that is the one we want to do in the house of God. And I'm telling you, enormous blessing that have followed me from there. I cannot account for it. Praise God. Senior pastor told us the testimony of how when he rededicated his life to Christ, he went to a church even before the ushers came. He was already there ushering people into the church. A newcomer became the usher of the church. I am not surprised. And we are not surprised at the height God has lifted him, and God is still lifting him today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Service in the house of God is not a delegatable affair. It is not a delegatable matter. It is not what to tell somebody, serve for me. It is not what to say, serve for me. Just help me to serve. It is what you do by yourself. And there are rewards attached to it. Psalm 23, verse 25, where we read, he said, you shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless. That is to say, your blessing is tied to your service in the house of God. He will bless. There are a few things he will do. He will release the blessing. He will release the blessing of provision. He will release also the blessing of healing. He will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Blessing of fruitfulness is there. There shall none cast its young in your land. The blessing of long life is also there. He said, the number of your days I will fulfill. Praise God. There is also the blessing of distinction. Let's read Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And there shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his son that serveth him. Verse 18. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Praise God. God is always watching for those who serve. Increase your service for God. And I tell you, you have increased your height in God as far as lifting is concerned. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now let's talk about soul winning or evangelism. Soul winning, service or evangelism. Soul winning is what every child of God must be involved in. The scripture tells us in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 to 20. Let's read it. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Praise God. God is always there to confirm his words if we move. If we move, he is always there. It is an assignment that is given to every Christian, every child of God. As long as you're a child of God, evangelism is compulsory. Soul winning is compulsory. Everywhere you go is a soul winning field. If everybody wears suit on the street, you wouldn't know who is the person to minister to. That you saw somebody with a mini skirt, is simply telling you that I need help. That you saw somebody smoking, because a normal human being will not pour tar inside his heart or liver, or lungs. You know that the person is simply advertising to you that I need help. That you see somebody fighting is simply telling you I need help. Because if all of us wear suit and move, you won't even know, because there are moralists that don't talk, they just move on their own. But the truth is, when you see people to minister to, they are everywhere. Even if you cross the road now, you see, except you don't want to minister to souls. But as long as you are there, you can see. I saw some people recently in Kaduna. I saw the young man, his hair everywhere, just chacha like this. And I met him and I said, where can I barb this kind of your hair? And that was where the discussion started. So he wanted to show me the barber. So I said, can I pray for you? And he agreed. I said, let's call your friends. Let's call your friends. And I told them, before I pray with you, I led them to Christ. I invited them to church. They followed them. They came, they invited another woman again with them on Sunday. If I had not ministered to him, and because a normal human being would not carry the kind of hair I saw him with. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like God to behave like the Moravian Christians. The Moravian Christians on 25th of August in the year 1732, they couldn't find access to go and minister to slaves. They sold themselves into slavery. Then went there to minister to souls. God is still looking for people with such heart. It's a decision. I must go. The whole brethren tried to discourage them, but they made up their mind. They said, even if I become a slave, just to read them. And they went there, they succeeded. Later, their publications began to emerge. Because what you are doing little now, the time will come, God will amplify it. But make sure you are a soul winner. I have been privileged to be around God's servant and Father in the Lord for 22 years and over now. I was in few crusades. I was in Cameroon. I saw what happened. I couldn't recover until today. Because I also took testimony. I discovered that when you move, God moves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. How does soul winning lift a person in life? How does soul winning lift a person in life? Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 3. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Number one, they shine brightly. If you are a soul winner, you are always shining. God makes you to shine. The meaning of that is that God makes you distinct in life. You are distinguished. He gives you distinction. So when he makes you a person of distinction, if you want to have distinction in all that you do, engage in soul winning. In your exam, God will make you to sky high. In whatever you do, in your marriage, in everything you do, God will make you to sky high. He will put you under distinction. Number two, those who win soul exist as kingdom stars. They exist as kingdom stars. The same Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, it talks about them existing as the stars, they shine at the brightness of the firmament. And he said, there that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So you are a star. A star is one that cannot be hidden. Anywhere you are, you can enter into stardom. But one secret that people don't know is the secret of soul winning, the secret of evangelism. Always go out, set your schedule. Daily, this is the number I want to reach. Weekly, this is the number I want to reach. This is it. Carry your family, go out on evangelism. Man may not see, but God is seeing. And I'm telling you, you will end up in stardom. Number three is wisdom. Wisdom dimension of life. Wisdom dimension of operation. You end up in wisdom. Praise God. You operate in wisdom. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. Proverbs 11, 30 say, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. That wisdom there talks about direction in everything that you do. Soul winners can never be stranded because God will always give them direction. Is there anybody seated that is stranded? Find a way and write, just mark your goal. Lord, I am going out hitting the road on soul winning, and I am telling you, you will be surprised at the level God will take you in wisdom, giving you direction. Number four is reward, wages, payment, reward, wages, payment. John chapter 4, verse 36. John chapter 4, verse 36. He said, and he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Praise God. Have you walked and it look like they are not paying you? Let me teach you a secret. Go out on soul winning. They will call you now and pay you double. It's in the Bible. Read it and see. There that repent. Wages is wages. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number 5. Those who win souls never lack. They don't lack. They don't lack. There is no scarcity around them. Luke chapter 22, verse 35. Luke 22:35. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. Hear this, if you go on your own, you will lack. But if you follow the instruction, go ye, that means it's the one sending you, you will never lack. Doors of favor will just open. From home and abroad, from far and near, from everywhere you are not thinking about, doors of favor, doors of favor just open for you because you went by his instruction. Number 6. Honor is guaranteed. Honor is guaranteed. Honor is guaranteed. Luke chapter 10. Sorry. Honor is guaranteed. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 18. Proverbs 27, verse 18. Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. When you wait on God in soul winning, I am telling you, honor is guaranteed upon you. Honor is granted to you. I don't know who is facing shame that came here today. Hear this. As you hear this message and hit the road running on soul winning, your honor is guaranteed in the name of Jesus Christ. You believe it, your amen will sound like thunder. Number 7, joy and refreshing. Joy and refreshing. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through their name. Do you want to return with joy every day of your life? Go for soul winning. Joy is what is the reward. Joy is the reward of soul winners. Joy. And you know what joy is all about. Bible says, laughter doeth good like medicine. Joy refreshes. Laughter refreshes. You don't want to be tensed up. You don't want to be under depression. Hit out on soul winning. And I'm telling you, joy is guaranteed. Number 8 is shift in authority level. A shift in authority level. Where we just read in Luke chapter 10, verse 17, it says, the devils were subject to us in your name. Before then, they couldn't say such thing. But when they went out, the devils were subject to them. Is there any devil you are fighting? The devils of your father's house, ancient altars, ancestral altars. I am telling you, the easiest way to bring them on their knees is to go out on soul winning. Your level of authority will shift. Praise God. Number 9 is privilege of divine association and partnering. Privilege of divine association and partnering. We read in Mark chapter 16, verse 20. He said, Mark 16, 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. You want to have divine presence around you always, and have him around you. I want to partner with divinity. Always go for soul winning. He is always with you. He will go with you. Finally, number 10 is eternal reward. Eternal reward. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine at the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars. Forever and ever. You see, forever and ever. That is to say, it is continuous, even after this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then, John chapter 4, verse 36. John chapter 4, verse 36. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. There is a reward that is beyond this earth. it follows you into eternal life, and that is the capacity to win souls. Praise God. I pray for you today that as you go out winning souls, all this shall follow you. Your lifting is guaranteed. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift your right hand. Father, I thank you. I bless your name for this word. I ask, O God, that grace be released upon us. Grace to be faithful. Grace to continue your word. Grace to be efficient soul winners. Grace to live in dedicated service to you. Release upon everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody blessed? That is download. Short time, compressed, fully loaded. If you cannot make sense in 5 minutes, you won't make it in 50 minutes. You won't make it in 5 hours. And the rule is to make sense on time, because you don't have the stage forever. Hallelujah. But there are salient things I wanted you to note. That nobody is too big to serve. Please take your seat. Pastoring, being the pastor of a church, does not eliminate for you the need to serve. I am almost in all departments. I am a permanent sanctuary, cleaner. If we are driving, I'm driving, and people are driving after me, and I see one paper on the road, what will I do? Eh? I will match break on the spot within this premises here. I will match break on the spot, pick the paper, and then those behind me will also rush and pick it. I'm there in some choir rehearsals, making impute. I'm there in the night vigil of the prayer band that holds every Friday, apart from the worship and wonders night. A charge, a prayer session. The pastor just told us, him and his family on Saturday night will go to the church altar and clean the altar as part of their service that is separate from being the pastor. When you are too big to serve, you are too small to be made. God cannot make a man into anything who does not know what it means to serve. When you are too small to serve, you are too big. When you are too big to serve, you are too small to be made. Amen. Then every time you see a man blowing away his life with a cigarette, he's telling you, I'm in need of help. Did you hear that? He's drinking liquid hellfire. They call it beer. He's telling you, I am in need of help. He has a very, very strange kind of hairstyle. He said, he told the man, can you show me your barber so I can barb this kind of hair? That was where the evangelism started. The Bible says Philip began from the same scripture. The place you met the person is the point to start. The man, the Ethiopian eunuch, was reading a scripture. He didn't go somewhere else. He started from where the man was. So you start, people are talking about how terrible the country is. That is where to start from. That is why there is a need to have hope beyond this world. Because this system is collapsing. And many of us were surprised at the Moravian Christians. They wanted to go for mission. There was no way to go. No way. No opening. So they decided to sell themselves as slaves. So that by becoming slaves, they can go to foreign land. So they entered the mission field as slaves in order to preach. They lost their right to liberty in order to set people free. We live in a comfort-driven generation. People who won't inconvenience themselves for anything. I believe it's a new day. Lift up your right hand and appreciate God for this moment and for this download. It is my great pleasure to begin to be relaxing my waist now while the children begin to exercise their waist. Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand and let's appreciate God.